is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, how you doing this morning? Hope all is well. It's a beautiful Tuesday. I'm live in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace here in Novi. It is the Michigan Restaurant Show 2017. We'll have a few more ideas of what that's about for you here in a few minutes. It's open to the public, by the way. If you want to check out microbrews and great food, today's Rib Day. And that's, I think, maybe why I decided to come down. Rib is the focus today. In fact, we're going to have a barbecue master here, Myron Mixon, coming in, the winningest man in barbecue all time. You know, sometimes you got to take the show on the road to do something just a little bit different, you know? So here's a little something for you that I wanted to share with you. Since Donald Trump took office, the U.S. markets from Election Day, since Donald Trump took office, the Dow is up 25.2%, the S&P 500 up 19.5%, and the NASDAQ also up 27.5%. Now, if you are in investments at all, these numbers are startling, spectacular, unheard of. Or as they like to say at CNN all too often, it's unprecedented because they overuse that term. But it really is. In fact, this is a record. 46 records have been set on Wall Street since the beginning of the year. 46 all-time highs have been set on Wall Street in 2017. That has never been done before. And we have a long way to go. We got 10 weeks before the end of the year. 10 weeks before the end of the year, and Wall Street has already set 46 all-time high records. Today could be another one. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Jesus Campos, he's the guy who vanished, the security guard in Las Vegas, still missing. Where did he go? Was supposed to meet reporters and everything else, and the guy who allegedly was out there and showered in 200 rounds from Stephen Paddock at the Mandalay Bay. A fairly minor leg injury. He wasn't even hospitalized for it. A minor leg injury after all of those shots being fired. And nobody can find the guy. Isn't that fascinating? And where's the maintenance man that was also supposedly up there? Just more things to make you go, what is really going on? What is really going on with this case? All right. The political research firm behind a controversial and yet a completely unverified anti-Donald Trump smear dossier, now fighting subpoenas from the House Intelligence Committee, with its lawyer seeming to lay the groundwork for company representatives to plead the Fifth on Capitol Hill. Here's more hiding. Here's more sticking around and hiding. Joshua Levy, the attorney for Fusion GPS, said in a letter to the panel Monday that House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes of California is acting in bad faith. Really? He's acting in bad faith so you guys don't have to give any answers. That makes perfect sense, to whom I have no idea. Based on this committee's bad faith interactions with the undersigned counsel and its pattern of unprofessional conduct exhibited during different points throughout this investigation, you have left us with no choice but to advise our clients to assert their privileges in the face of these subpoenas. That's what he wrote in a 17-page list of reasons why the company just cannot comply. Isn't it fascinating that Fusion GPS, who does a complete smear job, the Steele dossier, Michael Steele dossier, it has also been, you know, it's been completely discredited. You know, Donald Trump was with hookers in Russia and all these other strange stories that were, you know, bantered about and carried about. And now people want to talk to these alleged investigators and find out how this came to be. Oh, well, we can't say that. Well, who paid for it? Well, we can't talk about that. Well, why is the Podesta group always mixed up in these things? Well, we can't say that either. That's right. Anthony Podesta, John Podesta's brother, always a part of the conversation when it comes to these conversations of the dossier, if you will. It just seems to me there's a lot of secretive behavior going on. A lot of secretive behavior when it comes to the dossier, when it comes to testifying, and when it comes to a lot of other things going on every day. It seems there's a lot more secrecy going on in this world than maybe there should be. All right, so that's, you know, dialing that in. This next story. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but it just makes me go, what in the world is going on? Hillary Clinton says she is supporting those that are kneeling for the national anthem. Well, of course she is. Of course she is. Why wouldn't she? But during a joint White House press conference with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday, President Trump asked about her latest comments to take a knee. Well, that's why she lost the election. He's right. I mean, honestly, it's that thinking, it's that reason that she lost the election. That's right, because she's out of touch with the majority of America. She's out of touch with the working class. She's out of touch with working Americans. She's just out of touch. So she continues to remain, you know, who knows where, just dead. But again, I say, and I continue to say, this is what gives us the opportunity to have her out there, because she is the gift that just keeps on giving. By the way, Bill Clinton, and going back to Hillary and Harvey Weinstein, a lot of garbage there. She's going to keep the money. The Clinton Foundation is going to keep the money, as you've been told. And Hillary Clinton very much on the defensive when it comes to Harvey Weinstein. Why wouldn't she be? She's taking piles of money. She intends to keep it, all of it. It's just been too long. She can't give that money back now. Can you imagine if Republicans were keeping money from a guy that had this list, the war on women, the conservative Republicans, the rape culture, and so on and so on and so on. But of course, because it's a screaming liberal leftist from Hollywood, somehow he doesn't get that treatment. Of course, Hillary Clinton's trying to change the subject to Donald Trump. Of course she is. The classic tactic of deflection that others is trying as well. The former presidential candidate says she was shocked and appalled by the mounting sexual assault. Come on. Everybody knew it. And now the thing, go back and look at the movies he was in. Or go back and look at the movies that he produced or had a hand in. And look at the people that starred in those movies. And then the next series of questions will flow naturally, obviously. How did she get the job? How did she get the job? Why is she in 3 or 4 or 5 of his movies? Yeah, the math becomes pretty obvious, and it's pretty revolting, frankly. The casting couch is pretty soiled in Harvey's place, shall we say. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't think of any more polite way to put it. It's 14 after on a Tuesday. Glad to have you here live from Novi. Live from Novi here at the Suburban Collection Showplace, the Michigan Restaurant Association, the Michigan Restaurant Show 2017. Back after this.